Good morning, and we have a lot of new folks here, which it's always a little difficult because I like to say something about Buddha Dharma. Meizen, I believe, was teaching this class, so I hope she clarified the point that Buddhism is about you. It's not about special doctrines outside someplace or another. Buddha Dharma is not found in the mountains of Tibet or the plains of India or the monasteries in Japan. You see, Buddha Dharma, you see, is found right where you are as you are. And again, don't conceptualize that. If you stay in your conceptual mind, you live in a dualistic world, and it's a world that is fraught with fear and anxiety, greed and anger. See? And samsara, when we talk about samsara, that's the world that spins around you. Turn on your television tonight and go to the news channels or pick up a newspaper and see the condition of the world that you live in. See, you may not get it at this point because we're dualistic. But see, you are the one who maintains the world of insanity. And so the whole point to Buddha Dharma is, how do you bring about this transformation? See, the transformation of what? Of whom? Yourself. See, most of you who are here are intuitively sensing that there's a lot of suffering out there. See, and the suffering that you're experiencing is your own suffering. But don't make any mistake that, see, you're alone in your head there. Behind your eyeballs and between your ears, you're alone there. See, and be aware of that. The problem is you're thinking there. See, you think that you're somehow not trapped in there. See, but you are. See, you don't know how I felt that. See, you will never know how I experienced that. You only know how you think I experienced that. And that's true for everything. Everything that you experience through your day-to-day activities, see, it's all conceptualized in your head. You're quite certain that the people over there see you in a certain way. No, no, no. That's just the way you think it is. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is the way it is. See? And I won't go into it because my people have probably gotten really tired of it. But not even modern physics and physiology accepts this dualistic state anymore. See? Because they don't meditate. See? They cannot experience the reality of what their science is showing them. See, but very quickly, I still have to do this because I'm always amazed. See, what you're looking at right now. See, what you're looking at right now. See, you think. See, you think that you're experiencing something out here, something separate from you. See, I won't tell you what Buddha Dharma says about it. I'll tell you what the neurophysiologists say about it. See, that's an illusion. What you're seeing and experiencing right now, you're processing this off the visual cortex of your brain. It's in the back of your head. See? So what you're seeing, and we can ask, who is it that's processing? What processes? But they'll say it that way. That what you're experiencing is going on in your head. Then they'll say, we're not saying that there isn't something out here. See? But he said, what we are sure of, it's not the way we think it is. There it is, the way we think it is. The whole point to Buddha Dharma, see, is to free ourselves from that dualistic experience of separation. When you're separate, see, you're fearful. You have to protect yourself. See, and protecting myself automatically brings up greed. And when I bring up greed, what comes? Because you can never get enough. Turn on your TVs and see what's going on in the environment around you. The greed. Greed run amok. See? Anger. Because you're going to try to take something. You're going to try to put some regulations on. No, 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 no. Anger. See? And then you have the inflamed world of samsara. That in a nutshell, if you can catch that. See, it's true for your hearing. For your feeling, all of this is going on in your head. See? Now, the point to Buddha Dharma, see, and if we meditate, if we do Zazen, you simply begin to become very, very quiet. And you stop attaching to your thoughts and your emotions. This can be done. See, that's the whole point to sitting. See, this enlightened mind, which is Buddha, Buddha simply means awake. So when we say Buddha Dharma, did you go over all this, darling? Well, see, Dharma means these myriads of Dharma just is everything, all phenomena, seen and unseen. See? All phenomena, the world around you, that's Dharma. Buddha Dharma means awake. All of this is awake. It's awake if you can break free from the barrier of dualistic thought. And that can be done. It's been done and demonstrated for 2,500 years. And when that break occurs, see, a transformation takes place. Your life changes. And even if it isn't a complete break, if it's just a tiny little peak, see, the effort you put in to Zazen will bring about immediate results. Anyone in this room who's made a serious effort can tell you it's true. Your life will get better. See? But again, it's a question of continuously freeing myself from the limitations of the egocentric mind. That can be done. See, and you don't have to develop the enlightened mind or the Buddha mind if you want mystery and magic. See, the awake state, it's already here. We do not practice, we do not sit the way we do, see, to cultivate or develop our enlightened nature. See, we sit because we're neurotic. And some of us are psychotic. I won't point out any particular folks here. But that's why we sit, to free ourselves from that. See, to free ourselves from that crazy neurotic mind. And that's the mind that if you get very, very quiet, when you're not trying to pose for people, quiet, that's the place where you're a little frightened. See, and you realize, see, that it's a dangerous world, the world of samsara, because you can't win in samsara. The best you can hope for, and this is what Buddha saw, the best you can hope for is to grow old, get sick, and die. And that's a winning hand. Yeah. And boy, if you haven't caught that yet, you are deluded. Because you have watched people in your family. You have watched friends. And I say that's the winning hand. Because maybe you're just going to get sick and die and be very young. In this room right now, you're sitting with a couple of people who had nieces and nephews, 24 and 26. See? And it's more than that. Right now, where Kyoji, you have children in your ward at all, Kyoji?
No.
But children, there is no limit to the pain and suffering in samsara, and that's all Buddha saw. See, and he simply found a pathway out. It's called the path, see, the way. And interestingly enough, it's you. See, if you can free yourself from your delusional, neurotic mind, and you can't think that away, but you can experience, see, through Zazen, through practice, see, the freedom. See, and it begins a transformation, and it's quite a wonderful thing.